Good morning, you guys. You're listening to your public radio station, KCAW Sitka. And it's my pleasure this morning to be in the studio with two really cool people, Reagan Bokenhauer and Carrie Miller. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you guys hear okay in your headphones and all
yes.
that? Yay. Okay, good. We are going to talk about, well, who knows? We can talk about whatever we want to because we have 10 minutes, but we should probably talk about the thing that you guys wanted to talk about most, I think, probably. So.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. We are going to talk about the Sitka Food Co-op. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So, tell me all about it. I want to know everything. I've just got to town. I'm walking across the bridge, and I come down where the old Vidal's used to be, but I don't know that, really, because I'm just new to town, and I happen to see there's a cool little place. You go down some steps, and it looks neat in there, and they are serving, and they're selling all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and we say, come on in. There is something for everybody there, and you'll find a variety of products. They can be allergy-friendly. We have a little something for everyone. We have all sorts of drinks, sodas, water. We have candy bars, crackers. We have anything you would like for pantry staples. And we get something new in every week. And every Tuesday, as many of you know, is our big produce day. And so we get our produce delivery. And we always have extra. And it's all organic. And it's sitting there waiting for you to come shop from 3 to 7.
And what's great is if that you're that person walking across the bridge new to town, you don't have to be a member to shop at the co-op. We get this question all the time because there are co-ops out there where you have to be a member or in some way be a stakeholder. But that's not the case with the Sitka Food Co-op. You can come in. Everything that you see is available to anyone regardless of if you're a member. So if you are new to town and you're looking for a small kind of different place to shop, we're a great option for you.
Cool. And if you, I know there are several people who I happen to know that come down and help at the co-op.
Absolutely.
You do that? I mean, why would you do that? I mean,
we'll do it because our volunteers are the only reason that we can do what we do, because being a co-op means that everybody works together to make the co-op run. To have this type of option available in Sitka's food model, it's the reason that we're able to have more sustainable options or fill in gaps that there might be here in town. And the only reason we can do that is because we have so many helping hands. We get so much freight every week, and it all has to be cleaned and weighed and cross-checked and distributed. And you have to help our customers, and it has to get to the homes that it needs to go. And without people who help, I mean, we're a two-person staff. We can't do it alone. And there are some fun perks, too.
Cool. We do have perks for becoming a volunteer at the co-op, as well as that's just a lot of fun. You never know what you will see on a Tuesday, what shenanigans happen at the co-op. It's just a great place to come and meet people, meet new friends, and you get to relax a little bit. It's a no-stress environment.
Carrie, I don't know. I never expected that there would be shenanigans involved at the co-op, but I like that idea. That makes it sound even more fun.
And, it sure is.
Yeah, I'm impressed with some of the decorating that's happened in that space, which is the old Vidal. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, which is also officially 235 Lincoln or whatever.
236 Lincoln Street.
I don't even know for sure.
The Franklin Building.
The Franklin Building. Yeah. Yes. The one that as you come around the corner. Yeah, to go across the crosswalk, but you don't. You just go downstairs, and there you guys are.
Exactly.
Cool. What do I want to ask? Oh, when are you guys open?
We're open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday. Our hours are a little different every day. So on Tuesdays, that's our big delivery day. We're open from 3 to 7. That's so folks can come in. They can stock up for dinner and the week after work and get all set up. Wednesday and Thursday is 9 to 5, and Friday is 10 to 1. Saturdays, we do 11 to 4, and there's always some great produce there, and we usually have a discount so that we can get all ready for our next delivery, so that's a good time to look for your fruits and veggies, too.
So you're in a week cycle, kind
yes.
of. Yes. Oh, I see that. I mean, as W-E-E-K cycle, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What did I want to ask? I want to ask, it's making me all hungry, actually, to talk about or think about food, which is a good thing, All right. And you were mentioning that you're looking at that you have a freezer and you have a refrigerator, and you're referring to it as temporary. Is that right? Or
yeah. Our hopes is in the future, through fundraising, we will be able to buy a commercial refrigerator and freezer unit. As of now, we do have a refrigerator we are using and a freezer that we are using, and right now is completely stocked up because we had a huge order last week. So you might have to do a little digging in the freezer, but I assure you, you will find something wonderful to eat. But we keep it stocked, and in the fridge, you'll find a bunch of yogurts, milks, cheeses, eggs, sauces, kombucha, stuff. And we try to keep our products a little different than what you can buy locally, so you can get a wide variety of differences, things that you might see in the lower 48, like in a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, something to that. And everything we try to keep organic, non-GMO, and on the healthier side, but yet not missing any of your cravings you might get, your sugar cravings.
And it's been nice to see. I think that there's been some good response in the last little bit. We were able to order up on a couple of our orders and see that there had been some demand. So we got to order even more than we might usually order. And we had some shelves made for us by some amazing volunteers. They are so cool. They're kind of slanted so we can display these bulk goods. So we do pound or 2 pound bags of all sorts of different flours and grains. And we have a brand new shelf unit. It's on wheels so it can move around the store. And that freed up so much space. So we're able to order so much more and had the ability to fill a lot of different requests. People walk in all the time and they're like, hey, I'm looking for this really specific dip or sauce or cracker. Do you think you can see what you can do about that? And it was nice to fulfill some of those requests.
And what's been great with those mobile shelf that we're able to push aside, we are able to open it up to the community. It's a bigger space. And so we push those shelves aside. And on the first Friday of every month, we are able to offer a children's story time at the co-op,
which has been super fun. This last one that we did was pumpkin story time because, of course, it's fall. And we had about 20 kids and their families come in, and it was so fun. There's a touch and feel element, so they're able to hold pumpkins and kind of, you know, see what the story they're reading, hold it in real life. We read a story, and then they get to taste what they're reading about. So we had some pumpkin puree and pumpkin seeds. And then we do a recyclable craft as well. Everything, we put it in produce bags. We tie it off with the produce twisty ties, and it's all recyclable materials inside. So this last time it was like a pumpkin printout with construction paper. They ripped up the orange construction paper and pasted it on, and there was a cinnamon stick for the stem. And that's been so fun to get families in there. They are able to see how it's a nice, clean, big space to be able to work with. And then Saturdays, every single week, we've been doing a craft and chat drop-in. So no matter what project you're working on, knitting or crocheting or needlework or scrapbooking, you can bring it in. We have tea and light snacks. There's usually some jazz or something playing in the background, and people come in and they do their crafting for the afternoon in there, which, I mean, a good way to spend a cold, sick afternoon.
Yeah, we're trying to keep community together through the co-op. One of our values. We're not just a grocery store. We're just not an ordering club. We want to be part of the community, and we want the community to be able to come in and enjoy our space. Our space is your space, too.
Yeah. You guys. I mean, I don't know. Regan, you have been around on the microphone before, obviously, and Carrie, you too, obviously, because you guys are just, like, tossing it back and forth. I'm just here falling asleep but dreaming about pumpkin puree and cinnamon sticks. Sounds so cool. Oh, I'm so glad you were able to get into the station this morning, since I forgot to unlock the door right away, but you guys made it. Thanks for coming and talking about the Sitka Food Co-op. It sounds, I mean, I had no idea about the craft making and all that. That is really cool.
Yeah, we try to have something for everyone, and you never have to be a member. There really is something for everyone at the co-op.
And Reagan, did you forget about the pumpkin pie contest?
How could I forget about the pumpkin pie contest? I know that we only have a couple more minutes, but next Saturday at noon, October 28th, come on down to the food co-op, because we are doing our first annual Sitka Food Co-op Pumpkin Pie Bake Off. Yes, I named it myself. but there, if you use social media, there's flyers. Just sign up with our Google Forms link or come on down. But any recipe that you have, we have a panel of wonderful judges, some local chefs, and one of our amazing volunteers. We've got folks from Beek. We got folks from Ludwig's, and they are going to come down and help us judge these amazing pies, and there will be prizes.
Well, that's always a good thing. Pies and prizes. I mean, how could you get any better than that? Oh, Carrie Miller, General Manager, and yes. Reagan Bokenhauer. Oh, I made it. Assistant General Manager. Thank you so much for coming down and talking about the co-op.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good morning.
You too. Okay.